Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Nun Gimel. We are holding on Daf Nun Beis on Beis. We're going to go back to Tanur Rabbanan, 11 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Nun Beis on Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Shalom the Neshama, should have an aliyah. What we are going to talk about today is we're going to repeat that brisa that we closed with yesterday, and we're going to have two ways to explain the machlokas in the brisa, one of which relates to Shirayim Ma'akvin, or Shirayim not being Ma'akev. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis is going to go through the rules for bringing and eating Chata'os HaTzibur, as this whole parak goes through the rules for bringing and eating the various different karbanos. So the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether the blood was placed on the edge of the corners or just near the edges, and we're going to connect that to the machlokas as to where on the height of the Mizbeach was it placed. It certainly is placed on the top half, but is it placed on the Kronos Mamish or just on the top half of the Mizbeach? Then the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas whether the Shiyare Dam HaChatos are poured on the southern Yesod of the Mizbeach or the western Yesod of the Mizbeach. What is that Machlokas about? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to move on to Karban Ola and tell us the rules of a Karban Ola. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how they did Shtayim Shehen Arba of the blood of the Karban Ola. Did they do, meaning we know that they only focused on two corners, but when they were at each of those corners, did they go here and then put down there, meaning do two matanos on each, or did they do one matana that somehow managed to hit both sides of the Mizbeach? And that's going to lead us into a discussion that we probably won't get to today, which is why it is that that the Yesod stopped short of going around the entirety of the Mizbeach, and what it has to do with Yerushalayim belonging to Binyamin and Yehuda, and which parts belong to who, and things like that. So let's begin on Daf Nun Beis and Beis, about 11 lines from the end of the page, Tanur Rabbanan. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa that when it comes to the matanos of the of Dam, of the Par and the Seir of Yom HaKippurim, v'chila mikaper. So we darshin im kiper kila v'im lo kiper lo kila, that if you did all the matanos Dam in the Kodesh and in the Old Moed and then the Mizbeach, all the matnos dam that you're supposed to do, then you finished, and then it's kosher. But if you were low keeper, if you didn't do everything you were supposed to do, then low kila, then you then the carbon is not going to be kosher. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's how Rabbi Akiva darshens the pasuk. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mipnei malo nomar. Why don't you darshen the pasuk, utilizing the words in the order in which they appear in the pasuk, and therefore you should say not im keeper kila, but im kila kiper, that if you finish all the matnos dam, the word kila means you finish all the matnos dam, then you accomplish kiper. Vim lo kila, and if you don't finish all the matnos dam, then lo kiper, then you didn't accomplish having that the kapar of the karban. Shem chisach mikol matanos loss of lo klum, that if you're missing any of the matnos dam, then you didn't really accomplish anything. Now these two opinions sound like the same exact thing. They both say you need all the matnos dam, and falling short of doing all the you have not accomplished what the carbon is meant to accomplish. So says my benai, what exactly is the machlokas here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? So two opinions. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we don't know who said what at first, but Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, chadam r'mashmoz dor shenika benayu. One of them says, there is no machlokas, they're just arguing about what the most effective way of understanding the pasuk is. Do you take word one and use that as the premise, and word two and say, and therefore that's what you've accomplished, or do you go in the opposite direction? That word one is what you'll accomplish, provided that you do word two. So imkila kiper or imkiper kila, but it means the same thing either way. And the other opinion says, no, they're actually arguing about whether the shirayim are ma'akev. The Rabbi Akiva says, if you're kiper everything that it says in the parsha, then your kila, then you've accomplished and you've been yotze your chiv. Shvicha shirayim would not be ma'akiv because it doesn't say that in the parsha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, im kila, if you finish everything that relates to these karbanos, even things that are not explicit in the parsha, even things that we learn from elsewhere, like shvicha shirayim, only then do you achieve the kapara of the korban. So it's only if you've accomplished the shvicha shirayim as well. So we don't know who said what. We don't know whether Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shua ben Levi thinks that shvicha shirayim is the subject of machlokes here, or there's no subject of machlokes, and it's just a matter of mashma'us dorshin. So says Gemara, tistayim de Rabbi Shua ben Levi udamar shirayim de ma'akvi. It must be that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that holds that they're arguing about shirayim ma'akvin, because we see that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds elsewhere that there is such a shita that shirayim ma'akvin. Meaning, if you hold mashmaus darshan ikav benayu, then everyone agrees that the shirayim are not ma'akev, and there's no opinion that says the shirayim are ma'akev. So we just have to see: is it Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shua ben Levi who acknowledges that there exists such an opinion that shirayim ma'akvin? And if we could figure out whether Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shua ben Levi, which one of them holds that there exists such an opinion that shirayim are ma'akev, then we'll know that's the one that holds that it's that the subject of this machlokes is whether shirayim are ma'akev. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds there exists such an opinion. According to the opinion that shirayim are ma'akev, meaning such an opinion exists. So what if maybe parechon umaschul? So what if you already finished all the matnustam, but you just didn't do the shvicha shirayim? You did everything else, and then whatever dam was left is gone. It's lost. So you're never able to do the shvicha shirayim with the carbon that you already brought. So what do? Maybe par, it should be acher probably. You bring another par umaschul betchila b'fnim, and you start all over again, and you do all the matnustam all over again. Because if shirayim, shvicha shirayim are ma'akev, and you didn't get to shvicha shirayim, so you can't start with shvicha shirayim because it's got to be shirayim of something. So you know, when you bring another pie, you got to do it all over again. It's unusual, right? Meaning, if you did some of the matnos dam and you didn't do all of the matnos dam, you also bring another pie, but you pick up where you left off. You don't have to repeat the matnos dam that you did, and then you'll have shirayim at the end to do shvicha shirayim. But if you did all of the matnos dam and you bring another pyre in its place, well then you need to do them all again because you need to create a sense of shirayim. But bottom line is, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that this works according to the opinion that shirayim are ma'akev, acknowledging that there is such an opinion that shirayim are ma'akev, and therefore it must be that he's the one that holds that that the machlokas tanaim in the brisa is whether shirayim are ma'akev or not. And Rabbi Yehuda in the brisa holds that shirayim are taka ma'akev. So says Gemara, wait, Atar Rabbi Yochanan leslei hasvara. You think Rabbi Yochanan doesn't even acknowledge that there exists such an opinion that shirayim are ma'akev? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan is going to teaches us elsewhere in explaining a sheet of Rabbi Nechemia way later in the Masechta, that if a person is makriv the shiyare dam of the karbanos outside of the azara, that he's chayiv for being makriv bachutz. He's someone who brings a karban chutz azara is mevatel mitzvah sasei and violates a lo sasei. He shom lecha pentalo l'secha b'chol makom asher tira. And if he's makriv b'mezid, he's chayiv kares asher yala olo zevach l'pesach olmei lo eviyu v'nichras me'amav. And if he does bishog, he's chayiv a karban chatos, chatos kavua. So he says, so Rabbi Nechemia says that if you bring the shirayim outside of the azara, you're chayiv. So Tana Rabbi Nechemia, kidivri amri shirayim ma'akvin, and Rabbi Yochanan is one that points out, Rabbi Nechemia must hold that the shirayim are ma'akev, and that's why you're chayiv for akrava b'chutz if you bring just the shirayim b'chutz. So don't you see that Rabbi Yochanan also holds as a shita that shirayim ma'akev, ma'akvin? Ella, so what are you going to say that according to you want to tie into that it's only Rabbi Shua ben Levi that thinks that Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that thinks the machlokas of the original brisa we brought was about shirayim ma'akvin, but Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that way. Kedivrei Omer, so it must be that when Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Nechemia Rabbi Nechemia is assuming like the shita shirayim ma'akvin, Kedivrei Omer, he's assuming like such an opinion, but neither of those opinions are the opinion that appear in the brisa that we originally quoted. Well, Hachanami k'divrei Omer l'avlani tonight. You can say the same thing about Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, meaning they could both hold that there's no machlokas in the brisa whether shirayim or ma'akvin, but there's an opinion somewhere else that shirayim or ma'akvin. So we have no idea which one of them holds that the machlokas in the brisa is about shirayim ma'akvin, and which one of them holds that the machlokas in the brisa is about mashmaus darshan, because they both agree that there exists such an opinion that shirayim or ma'akvin. The whole question is that opinion being reflected in this brisa? So that we have no idea, so we it's inconclusive in the end. Okay, so now we begin a new Mishnah. So the Mishnah, again, continuing the series of Mishnahs in this whole parak about how we're makriv each of the karbanos, where the karbanos need to get eaten, what we do with the dam of each of the karbanos, and all such things. So chatos hatzibur vayachin. Next set of karbanos that we should discuss are chatos hatzibur vayachin. Karban chatos hatzibur and chatos hayachin. But first, Elin Chatos HaTzibur. What are the Chatos HaTzibur that we didn't already mention? Meaning, we already mentioned those that you bring those Chatos that you bring the dam into the Kodesh. But the ones that you don't bring the dam into the Kodesh, where it's all done on the in the outside on the large mizbeach in the Azara. So Seirei Rosh Chodashim Vishal Moados. That includes the Seirim we bring for Rosh Chodesh and the Musafim on Yom Tovim. So they're brought as Kabbalah. Chatos, Shchitasun Batsafon, you have to shecht it in the northern part of the Azara, Vikibul Daman Bikli Shares, you have to Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli Shares, Bitsafon in the northern part of the Azara, meaning it has the status of Kache Kachim, that follows all the rules of Kache Kachim, that it's not kosher to do the Shchita throughout the Azara, only the northern part of the Azara, the Kabbalah Saddam likewise has to be in the northern part of the Azara. Vidaman Ta'un Arba Matanos al Arba Kranos, and you do four matnos dam, one for each of the kronos of the mizbeach. Ketzad, how do you do those matnos dam? So all of a kevesh ufana l'sovev, that the kohen goes up the ramp of the mizbeach, but not all the way up. He takes a right turn onto the small side ramp that brings him to the sovev of the mizbeach, which is the middle part of the mizbeach, not all the way to the top of the mizbeach. And then he walks around the sovev. So he first arrives uvala l'keren drum. The first corner of the Mizbech that he arrives at is the southeastern corner of the Mizbech, and he puts dam there, and then Mizrachis Svonis. Then he gets to the northeastern part of the Mizbech, and he puts some dam there, and then Svonis Maravis. Then the northwestern part of the Mizbech, and he puts some dam there, and then Maravis Dromis. Then the southwestern part of the Mizbech, the corner of the Mizbech, and he puts dam there. And then Shiari Adam, whatever dam he has left over after he did those four matnos dam, Hayishofich, Haliso Dromis, he pours into the Yisod Dromis of the Mizbeach, the southern Yisod of the Mizbeach. V'ne'achalim l'fnim min ha'klayim, these karbanos chatos are eaten inside the curtains. Curtains? There are curtains in the Beis HaMikdash? What are we talking about inside the curtains? So the Lashon of Klayim is a Mishkan Lashon, right? That's what Rashi points out. That it's a Mishkan in the Beis HaMikdash, l'fnim michamas ha'azara. There's a wall. There are walls of the Azara. This is just using the lashon of the Mishkan. So, and the reason he uses such a lashon is because the Tana wants to tell me that anywhere that's surrounded by klayim, even if it's not the Azara mamish, would also be kosher, like the lishkos ha'azara, or in the heichal where you can't eat it in cases where you can't eat it in the Azara, which we'll see later in the Masechta. Whereas the lashon of the Azara would preclude eating it in the lishkos or in the heichal. So that's why that's what Tiferes Yisrael points out, why Dafka wants to use the term klayim, because klayim is a more inclusive term. It not only includes the entire equivalent of the Azara in the Mishkan, but it also includes more than just the broad space of the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Alternatively, the Tiferes Yisrael says that any Mishnah that doesn't have machlokas in it, we typically have the original Lashon of the Mishnah the way it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. It was only when there's a machlokas in it, so then we have to say Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva Omer, so that obviously obviously wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai in that lashon. So there were adjustments made. So we say those Mishnayos in more contemporary lashonos. But this is the way it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai with the point of reference being the Mishkan rather than being the Mikdash. It doesn't exactly fit to say that way because there are no machlokas throughout this entire parak, and yet we're going to have a Mishnah that when it comes to Kachim Kalim, you can eat B'chol Ha'ir. City. What city did they have by the Mishkan? There wasn't a city. They were traveling in the desert. It should be B'chol HaMachna. So it must be that not the entire Perek is exactly as the Mishnayos were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Because it happens to be there are a lot of things in our Perek that are subject to Machlokas. So it can't be that, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu got at Har Sinai. And then later on, someone argued on that. So it can't be. So perhaps only those Mishnayos where there was no Machlokas anywhere about it, that it's universally accepted, we maintain that lashon. So anyway, they're eaten lefnim min haklaim, which means in the azara, lezichrei kuna, only male kohanim are allowed to eat them, b'chol machol, they could prepare it however they like, to cook it, to barbecue it, whatever they want, liyom v'layla, and it's eaten the day you bring the korban and the night that follows it, ad chatzos, but only until chatzos alayla, not past chatzos alayla. Now meikra didn't should really be eaten all night, but this is a siyag, again, that they made that only ad chatzos to be marchik a person min avera that they don't come to eat it after chatzos, right? That's the first Mishnah in Brachos. That even though the l'chora one could have argued, well, wait a second, who's eating it? Only male kohanim. We have a principle, kohanim's reason name. So why do we need to make a gedder, a siyag? So it could be that they didn't want to be mechalik between achilos in general, that because the korban toda and the el nazir are eaten by Yisraelim. So when it comes to achilos in general, we just made this gedder and this siyag. But when it comes to Haktaras Emurim, they didn't need to make such a archaka because Kohanim's reason name. So you don't have to be, you don't have to make a gzeira lest they come to be maktir after chatzos. So the haktara could be done all night long because that's purely in the domain of the Kohanim. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos Perek Dalet Halacha Beis writes Zvachim Shenizrak Damam Biyom Maktirin Emurehen Balayla Ad Shiala Murashach. The Rambam understands even when it comes to Haktaras Emurim, they made the same Gedder Usyag, which is a little bit difficult because Kohanim's reason name and Kohanim are the only ones doing that. But nevertheless, that's the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Hey Chiyavid. We spoke about putting the dam on the Mizbech. How did he do it? What did the Kohen do to get the dam from the Kli Sharis onto the Mizbech? So Yechmer Blazer, Chadomer Nosin Amma Elach, the Amma Elach. He would put some dam on the Amma that's closest to the corner of the Mizbech on each side of the corner. The Chadomer Mechativ Yorid Kineged Chudo Shel Karen. And the other one says, no, he put it in a downward motion, mamish on the edge of the Karen. So he's at the corner, so he sees a right angle in front of him. So one opinion says he puts a little here and a little there, right? A little on each side. And the other one says, no, he takes one thing of dam and puts it straight down the actual edge, the actual corner of the Mizbeach. Alibid Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon to Amar, he atzma in Nasisel Begufishal Karen. According to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the mitzvah of Nesinas Adam of the Chatas is mamish on the Karen, which is all the way on the top of the Mizbeach, and not on just the top half of the Mizbeach, but mamish on the Kronos of Mizbeach, the one Amma by one Amma blocks that they had on the top of the Mizbeach, then to Kuliyam Lopligi, then there would be no Machlokas. Everyone would agree that you don't have to hit the edge, because the whole Karen is called the Kronos of Mizbeach, meaning there's no doubt that when the Torah says you need to put it on the Kronos of Mizbeach, that you fulfill that if it's on that little block that's only placed on the corner, which is called the Kronos HaMizbech. Ki pligi alibi de Rebbe. The whole machlokas is according to Rebbe, who holds that the dam of Korban Chatas, it could be anywhere michuta sikra lamayla, that it just has to be above the halfway point of the Mizbech, but it's not mamish on the Kronos. So how do you fulfill putting it on the Kronos? So Mar Savar, the first opinion holds that you don't need to put it literally on the edge of the Mizbech, you could just put it near the edge of the Mizbech. Am Elach, va Am Elach. Melech within the last Amma of each side, of each wall of the Mizbeach. That's called the corner of the Mizbeach. Keneged Kerenu. That's Keneged the, because that's below, meaning if you were to make a straight line up from where you're putting it, you would hit the Keren, right? Because a Keren is an Amma by an Amma. So as long as you're getting the last Amma of each side, you're Keneged the Keren, and that's still called the Keren of Mizbeach. But Umar Saber, the second opinion holds, no, Keneged Chuda in Tvei Lo. It has to be mamish on the edge. That it cannot be on the side walls of the Mizbeach. It has to be mamish on the edge of the Mizbeach. So ask Gemara Meisvei, Chatas Tzibur Vayachid Ketzan Matan Daman. What would they do? How would they do the Matan Dam of the Chatos Tzibur Vayachid Hayaola LeKevesh? The Bryce explains, the Kohen would go up the ramp, Ufana LeSovev, and he would turn off to the Sovev, Uvala LeKeren Dromis Mizrachis, and he'd first arrive at the southeastern corner. V'tovel be'etzba'o hayimanis, he would dip his right index finger into the dam. Hamyumenes shabiyamin. The miyumenes shabiyamin doesn't mean the rightmost finger on his right hand. That would be the pinky if it was the rightmost finger. It means the most capable finger on his right hand. The index finger is the one that you could do the most things with. It's the most capable finger on his hand. And he takes min adam shabimizrak from the dam that's in the kli, that's in the kli shares, v'chomer b'gudolo milamayla ube'etzbo ketana milamata, and he sort of spreads the dam with his across his finger with his thumb and his pinky, so he dips his index finger in, and then he squeezes his thumb and his pinky against his index finger, u'mechate k'neged chuda shel keren ad shemechala kol adam shebe'etzba, and then he runs it down the exact edge of the Mizbeach until he runs out of dam on his finger, till his finger is dry of dam. V'chein kol keren v'keren. And he continues likewise on each of the kardos of Mizbeach. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, you certainly don't need to place it on the chuda shel keren. So you see that the Brisa is following the sheet of Rabbi. And you see in the Brisa that according to Rabbi, it's very clear. Where do you put it? Dafka on the chuda shel keren. Meaning if you have like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon that it goes on the actual blocks that are on the top of the Mizbeach, the actual kradel samizbeach, then there's no doubt you don't need to put it on the chudish al karen. So that's clearly what this price is clearly not assuming that, right? This price is assuming you're putting it somewhere on the top half of the Mizbeach, l'mayla michut al-sikra. And yet the price is still, and the price insists that it be put on the chudish al karen, on the actual edge, and not on you know, the ami here, the ami there. So it says, well, no, maybe even according to Rebbe, you're allowed to put it on the ami here, the ami there. Why did the price say mechate v'yo Keneged chuda shel keren, hachi ka'amar. What the Brice is telling me is mitzvah b'chuda. L'chadchila, the best thing to do is to put it mamish on the edge of the keren. But yavad ama elech v'ama elech, lesson ba. But if you put it on the last ama on each side of the mizbeach, okay, that's fine too. The Kache David raises the question. The Gemara's original question was hechi ovid. So it sounds like what are you supposed to do l'chadchila? And the Gemara said chadam enos nam elech. That there's machlokas, what should you do l'chadchila? Either put it directly on the edge or put it on the last amma on either side. So they're arguing about what to do l'chadchila. And according to the maskana of the Gemara, that everyone agrees l'chadchila, it's got to go on the chudash al karen. And the whole machlokas is only b'diavad, whether you could put it on each side. So it's a strong kasha. So he says, yeah, the Gemara's original question was, what should you do l'chadchila? And the Gemara's originally answered that they argue about what to do l'chadchila, but because of the kasha from the Braisa, the Gemara says, okay, we know what you're supposed to do l'chadchila, and the real machlokas must have been about what's kasher b'diavad. So even though that's how the Gemara started asking about what to do l'chadchila, turns out there's no machlokas what to do l'chadchila. What to do l'chadchila on the chudash al keren. B'diavad, what works? Ah, okay, so that, there's a machlokas. So my Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, what is the machlokas Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon that we referred to earlier, about whether you put it on the Keren Mamish or just on the top half of the Mizbeach. Titanya, because we have a Braisa, Damim Elyonim Nitanin Michut Sikra Lamaila. The Damim Elyonim, the blood that goes on the top half of the Mizbeach, meaning the Chatas Behema, the Olas Ha'of, which goes on the top half of the Mizbeach, is placed above the Chut HaSikra on the halfway point of the Mizbeach. Dam Matachtonim and Nitanin Michut HaSikra Lamatan. The Dam Matachtonim is the Chatas Ha'of, the Olas Behema. right? That's put on the bottom half of the Mizbech. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Bamed, Varma, Murim, when do we say that Dam Melionim is put on the top half of the Mizbech? That's only Ba'olas Ha'of. That's only by the Olas Ha'of where you squeeze out onto the top half of the Mizbech. Aval Bechatos Behema, but when it comes to the Zrikas Adam of the Chatos Behema, then he Atzme in Nasi Salal Gufa Shal Karen. That has to specifically be placed on the Karen itself. Top half is not good enough. You need to hit the keren itself, the actual block on the corners, on the very top of the Mizbech. So the Gemara explains, what is the basis for the Shita of Rebbe? We don't need to explain Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, because the Pasuk says that you put the Dama Chatas, it says, V'lokach HaKoyin, Midam HaChatas Bezbo, V'nasan al Karnos Mizbeach HaOla, Mizbeach HaOla. So it sounds like you put it on the keren itself, and not underneath the keren. So that Shita I understand very well, to put it on the keren itself. But what we're going to have to explain is the sheet of Rebbe. Where does Rebbe get the idea that anywhere on the top half of the Mizbeach is okay? So I'm Rebbe Yavo, my time is the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold that the Dam HaChatos could be put anywhere above the Chut HaSikra? Because the Navi Yecheskel describes the measurements of the Mizbeach, the dimensions of the Mizbeach in the Bayis HaShlishi. In Yecheskel and the Mems, he describes in vivid detail what the Bayis HaShlishi is going to look like. So Va'arel Arba Amos Me'ar and he says Akronos Arba, meaning the height of the Mizbeach is 4 Amos, and 4 Kronos come from that Mizbeach. So the Gemara explains, wait a second, Arba Amos Udavya, the height of the Mizbeach is only 4 Amos? Is that what the Pasuk is really telling us? Yecheskel is not easy to read, it's not easy to understand. So that is 4 Amos of height? The Navi already told us that the height of the Mizbeach is 10 Amos, and that it's 28 Amos wide. So how could you say that the height is only 4 Amos? So Rav Ad Barava says, no, that's not what he means. Makom Kronos Arba. He means that the Kronos take up 4 Amos, because each of the Kronos is 1 Amma by 1 Amma, each of those blocks on the top of the so they take up 4 Amos. Makom Kronos Arba Havya? But wait a second. No, they don't. They don't take up 4 Amos of the expanse of the Mizbeach. They only take up 2 Amos, because on each side they only eat into to 2 Amos, 1 Amma on each end. Meaning they're not lined up one in front of the other. They're on the 4 corners. So when you're measuring the dimensions across the top of the Mizbeach, so you start next to one keren and you stop short of the other keren, it only eats up 2 Amos. So Ela Ema, so what you have to say is Rishus Kronos Arba. What he meant is that the Kronos, not that they take up 4 Amos of space, but that the same keren is Chal on the 4 Amos that are beneath the keren. Meaning when we say that there's something called the Keren of the Mizbeach, it doesn't only mean the Keren Mamish, it means the 4 Amos of height that are beneath it as well. What are the 4 Amos? If the whole Mizbeach is 10 Amos tall, including the Kronos, so the Keren itself is 1 Amos tall, 4 Amos below it, that means the top 5 Amos of the Mizbeach is all called the Keren. Legabe, the placing of the Dam HaChatos. So the Dam HaChatos doesn't need to be on the Keren Mamish, it could just be placed Michut HaSikra Ulamayla. So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah, Chut Shel Sikra Chogro Be'emtza, that there was this actual red line that belted the Mizbeach right in the middle. To make a clear line of where the Dam Elyonim had to go and where the Dam Matachtonim had to go. So how do I know that they had this line that split the Mizbeach? So Shenemar, because when it describes the reshes that Moshe Rabbeinu made, it said Vayisar reshes ad chatzia mizbeach, that the reshes that was on the mizbeach only reached half the height of the mizbeach. So from the fact that the Torah was makbid, that it only go to the halfway point of the mizbeach, sounds like a Torah nosna mechitza lahavdil b'nam elyonim l'danam atachtonim, that the Torah demanded that there be something that signifies where the top half of the mizbeach and where the bottom half of the mizbeach is, and the reshes was only in the mizbeach and the mishkan, but the mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash didn't have a reshes. It didn't have like this netting around the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So you needed something else to show what distinguished the top half from the bottom half. So that must have been the Chut HaSikra. It's a question, did they have a Chut HaSikra on Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? I mean, he had the reshes to distinguish the top half and the bottom. So maybe he didn't have a Chut HaSikra. So that's a discussion that the Achronim have. Fine. Shiari Adam. We then said that they would pour the Shiari Adam into the Yisod Dromis. So Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us as follows, that when it comes to the Seir Chatas Hayachid, it says El Yisod HaMizbech, that you pour it into the Yisod HaMizbech. Which Yisod? Meaning which side of the Mizbech, that had a Yisod? Ze Yisod Dromi. It's a reference to the southern side, the Yisod on the southern side of the Mizbech. Atomer Ze Yisod Dromi, or El Yisod Maravi. You're sure it's on the southern side? Maybe it's on the western side. So we should learn where to put this dam based on where the Torah tells me to put Shiarei Adam, where it does actually say. By the Chatos HaPnimios, it says that you put it on the Yisod, that's El Pesach Al Moed, that as soon as you come out of the Al Moed, the first one you hit, the first Yisod that you see, and that's the Yisod Ma'aravi. So I would think that over here also you put it on the Yisod Ma'aravi. So Amarta, Yilmad Yiridaso Min HaKevesh Mi Yitziyaso Min HaEichel. Ma Yitziyaso Min HaEichel B'samachlo, Af Yiridaso Min HaKevesh B'samachlo. No, I put it on the Yisod Dromi, because the point by the Chatos HaPnimios is that you put it on the first Yisod that you encounter when you walk out of the Heichel. But over here, you never went into the Heichel. You were up on top of the Mizbech. So when you come down the ramp, what's the first Yisod you're going to encounter? So that's the Yisod Dromi. So where it turns out that when it came to the Chatos HaPnimios, the first Yisod you encounter is the Yisod Maravi. So that's where you put that. Whereas over here by the Chatos HaChitzonios, the first Yisod you encounter is the Yisod Dromi. So that's where you put it. So the Gemara brings a Brisa, another Brisa, talks about where to put it. So Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, Zevazeh Yisod Maravi, that both the Chatos HaPnimios and the Chatos HaChitzonios, the Shiarei Adam go on the Yisod Maravi, on the western Yisod. Rabbi Shimon Yechai Omer, Zevazeh Yisod Dromi. Rabbi Shimon Yechai said they both go on the southern Yisod. Well, Bishlam Laman Yomer Yisod Maravi, I understand if you're going to tell me they both go on the western Yisod, because by the Chatos HaPnimios, that was Mefurash in the Pasuk, right? It said the first one you encounter, the first one you encounter is the western Yisod, and then I get Kasavri, Yilmot Sasam and Amafurash. So you're going to say, if it's Mefurash that you have on the western Yisod by the Chatos HaPnimios, Chatos HaChitzonios doesn't say, so it's probably the same, so it would be on the western Yisod. El Madiyam Yisod Dromi, but if you're going to hold that both are placed on the Yisod Dromi, my taima, how can you say that the Chatos HaPnimios, that the Shiarei Adam is on the Yisod Dromi? The Pasuk says, El Yisod Mizbech Ol Asher Pesach Ol Moed, that it's the first Yisod you see when you walk out of the Eichel. So how could that be the Yisod Dromi? That's the Yisod Maravi. So says Gemara, wait, what's your conception of where exactly the Mizbeach was in the Azara? So says Gemara, Amravasi, Kasavar Haitana, Kulim Mizbeach B'tzafun Ka'i. This Tana holds that the entire Mizbeach was on the northern half of the Azara. And therefore, when you walked out of the door, you only saw the southernmost part of the Mizbeach. So the first Yisod you would see is only the Yisod Dromi. So that's exactly what the Pasuk was talking about by the Chatos HaPnimios. Not that you put it on the Yisod Maravi, but that you put it on the Yisod Dromi. Lishlach Rina, another way of saying the same thing, Kule Pesach Bedarim Ka'i. The entire, or maybe not exactly the same thing, but this, a similar idea, that the entire Pesach was in the across from the southern part of the Mizbeach. So when you walked out of the Pesach, you would only see the southern part of the Mizbeach. And therefore, El Pesach Al Moed means the southern Yisod. Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi. Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel learned that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai held Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi. Right? We had before that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Amr Zev Zeh Yisod Dromi, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai held that both the Chatos HaPnimios and the Chatos HaChitzonios go on the southern Yisod. Here, Rabbi Shmuel's base medrash had an alternate version where Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the one that said that both of them go on the western Yisod. V'simenayich, and the way to remember that it's the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel that hitched up Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai as being Zevezei Yisod Maravi and not Yisod Dromi is Mashchu Gavri LeGavra, that the Rabbim grab the Yachid onto their side, meaning the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel, which are a Rabbim, they schlepped along Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai to say like them, that in all the Chataos, the Yisod that the Dam is placed on is the Yisod Maravi and not the Yisod Dromi of the Mizbeach. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. Korban Ola. Ha'ola Kodshei Kadashim. The Ola is Kodshe Kodashim. Rashi fills us in, Lamay Naf Kamina, that it's Kodshe Kodashim, Hili Pasal Biyotze, B'tvul Yom, Uchusru Kippurim, Umoalin Ba, that if it leaves its location, it becomes Pasal. If a Tvul Yom or Uchusru Kippurim touches it, it becomes Pasal. It's subject to Me'ila before the Zrikas Adam, right? All the dinim of Kodshe Kodashim. Tosis points out, Yitzia, Me'ila, that's true, that Kodshe Kodashim has more of a Chumrah than Kachim Kalim. And Mi'ila, Kachim Kachim, more of a Chumrah than Kachim Kalim. But the idea that that a Tvul Yom or Mechusik Yipurim touches it, that it becomes Pasul, Rashi should not have mentioned that, because that's not something unique to Kachim Kachim. That's true of Kachim Kalim as well. So when Rashi wants to highlight, oh, Kachim Kachim, this is what makes it special, why would you mention the Psul of a Tvul Yom or a Mechusik Kippurim touching it? So that's a little bit difficult of why he mentions that as an example. So anyway, Shechitas B'Tzafon, they would shecht it in the northern part of the Azara. V'kibulam B'Klishares B'Tzafon, you have to do the Kabbalah Zadam in a Klishares in the northern part of the Azara. V'damaton Shtei Matano Shein Arba, and the dam is placed two placements which end up on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Utuna Hefshet V'Nituach V'Chaluli Ishim, and it requires skinning it and cutting it into pieces, and it gets burnt entirely on the fire on the Mizbeach. So Olamai Taima Tanilei Kachay Kachim. Why is it? You know, there are many karbanos in this perek that are Kachay Kachim, but it's only by Ola that we identify it as such, that the Mishnah itself calls it Kachay Kachim. Chatas is also a Kachay Kachim. Ashim is also a Kachay Kachim. We didn't identify them as such. Mishum Delok Sivba Kachay Kachim He. Because the Torah didn't identify it as Kachay Kachim. By the others, by the Chatas and the Ashim, the Torah said it's Kachay Kachim, so I don't need a Mishnah to tell me. But by the Ola, the Torah didn't say it, so the Mishnah fills us in. V'damaton Shtei Matonos. And it's supposed to have Shtei Matonos Shein Arba. Hechi Avid, how do you do Shtei Matonos Shein Arba? Sam Rav Nosein V'chozer V'nosein. It means you're only going to place dam on two corners of the Mizbeach, not on all four corners. When you get to each of the two corners that you can place the dam, you dab a little here and dab a little there. And that way you end up hitting all four walls of the Mizbeach. No, it's one matana and the blood splatters. You aim for the corner and the blood splatters on the two walls that end in that corner. So you don't actually dab here and dab there. You throw it on the corner and it hits both walls. So kitanoi, this machlokas is really a machlokas Tanoim, because the Torah describes the Karbonola and it says that they were Zorik the Dam and the Mizbeach Saviv Asher Pesach Ol Moed. So Yachal Yizrukenu Zrika Achas. I might think that it's only one Zrika. So Talmud Lomar Saviv. That's why it has to say that it's Saviv, that it's on all sides of the Mizbeach. E Saviv, from the word Saviv alone, Yachal Yakifenu Kuchut. I would think that you just walk around, you know, making another belt around the Mizbeach of Dam, right? To surround the Talmud Lomar Vizarku. That's why it says, no, that you're Zorik the Dam. How do you accomplish both? That you throw it at the two corners that you throw it, and therefore it ends up with a little bit on each of the walls of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, here's what we do. Nemarkan Saviv. It says by the Karbonola, Saviv. Nemar La'alon, and it says by the Chatas Amiluim, that Saviv, that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam and he put it on the Karnos of Mizbeach, Saviv. So Mala Halon, just like by the Chatas Amiluim, Pisuk vi arba matanos, he puts four matanos of dam and he's mafsik between them, and it's not two actions that somehow end up on four walls of the Mizbeach. There are actually four separate actions that are afkan pisuk vi arba matanos. So here also, it's pisuk vi arba matanos. You do four matanos of dam and you're mafsik between them. So it's not shtayim shein arba in the sense that you just do two actions and it ends up on four walls. No, it's you put on each of the walls near the corners. So imal alon. Well, wait a second. You're going to learn from the chatas hamiluim. If you're going to learn from there, it was arba matanos al arba kronos. It wasn't only on two of the kronos. It was arba matanos on arba kronos. So maybe afkan, you're going to say by the dam of Karbonola, arba matanos al arba kronos. Maybe we should say, if I'm going to learn from the chatas hamiluim, so the ola should also be arba matanos on arba kronos. So amarta ola tu ni yisod. Nah, you can't do that, because the Ola needs to be, the dam of the Ola needs to be placed on a part of the Mizbeach, where if you were to look down, there would be a Yisod of the Mizbeach there. The Yisod of the Mizbeach did not go around the entirety of the Mizbeach. So you would not have, if you did on all four corners, you would get to a corner where Keren Mizrachis Dromis, where Lo Hayala Yisod. When you got to the southeastern corner, you would realize that there is no Yisod over there on the southeastern. So it cannot be. You can't put the Dam of the Korban Ola on the southeastern corner. Well, then how do you hit all four sides? Easy. You go to you go to only two of the corners, and you make sure that whatever you do at those two corners, the blood gets on all four sides of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, my time, why is it that there was no Yisod on the south eastern corner of the Mizbeach? So Amar Blazer l'fishalo ha'isa b'chelko shel toreif, because where that Yisod would have been would not have been in the chelik of Binyamin, meaning that's in the chelik of Yehuda. The Amar of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, Mizbeach ochel b'chelko shel Yehuda ama. The Mizbeach encroaches on Yehuda's territory by one ama. But the din is that the entire Mizbeach has to be built in the Chelek of Binyamin. So how does it encroach on the Mizbeach? So you leave off a piece of the Mizbeach. So there is no Yisod on the part that's within Shevet Yehuda, and that's why they cannot put the Dam of the Ola on that spot, because there is no Yisod underneath it. Okay, but from tomorrow, Elisha will pick up with Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. I'm going to be gone for the next week, and Bez Hashem, I will be back. I'm arriving back Friday morning, but I'll be back Shabbos, next Shabbos. Mirzai Shabbos.